keep it alive. Through these lines I write, I keep it live, cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch a scenario on stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah. Just nod your head with it, so explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it, no scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool, hear my heartbeat beat into the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so, no overdose cause it's dope. Yo man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow, down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing this for dreams we pursuing.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're happily here with LaVon, live in the flesh, kind of via voice. Thank you for being here with me. I really appreciate you spending your Friday evening with me. It's January 30th, 2015. Holy moly. Time just keeps on going. It's a beautiful thing. And we're very excited to have more time here in UCY. If you guys don't know, we're actually with you now Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, gladly. Thank you for being here again. So Monday through Thursday now, we have a different type of lineup. Please check it out if you haven't. We're still discussing current events and news. And Friday nights, I still try to share with you what I like to call an objective perspective. I'm as far out there as you can get out in the universe before you start getting lost. My name's LaVon, and I try and share that. It's hard being a human. And I'm here to remind you that it's okay to be a human. This place, I often call it life school. It's quite amazing. And essentially, we're all just a collection of all the experiences we've ever encountered. And what do you do with those experiences that you encounter? How do you let them shape you and mold you? That's the question, man. That's what we're all trying to figure out. And tonight, I'm really excited because I'm going to share with you probably the most beautiful secret aspect of my mind. If you didn't know, in my free time, besides all the other things I'm computing simultaneously, I happen to invent things. And I have in my hand my sweet little book of goodies. And I'm going to call this open source night, okay? And I want you to promise me something. I'm literally going to read to you some beautiful things, okay? And I have no problem doing that, but you got to promise to share it. If you think any of these ideas are awesome, couple things. Call me and tell me why you think they're awesome or not awesome or how they could be better. Let's like co-create here, okay? Or share the H-E-L-L out of them because you think they're awesome and you think that people should know. So this goes straight to YouTube after we're done. Go there and share the video. Let's make some noise, okay? Open source night with LaVon / mini Albert Einstein. Yeah, I went there. Anyways, let's see. Where should I begin? Well, I guess I should tell you the purpose of all this. My whole goal, regardless of how I'm heard or how poorly I communicate at times, is to make everybody optimal. I would love to live in a place where everybody's just their best via mind, body, and spirit. So let's think of some ways that we can achieve these things here in our tangible world. Typically, I talk to you guys about things that are very internal, like mindfulness and meditation, but I'm not the best at that stuff right now, if we're being real. Like, people are not always grounded and happy and perfect, you know? Like, it's, people are real. People move through waves of emotion and people deal with things differently. And I haven't been feeling like the best, most grounded myself, which is why I've been not so tangible to you. However, I've decided to take that energy and channel it into perpetual goodness. So, this invention is something I call wall balls, okay? And its purpose is to assist the common man with self-love and provide the ability to educate homeostasis and bring attention to the true composure of the human frame, okay? That's the purpose of wall balls. And it's basic, simple, yet effective, okay? So you have this mat of sorts, and I'm not sure what kind of fabric it's made out of yet. It's got to be durable, it's got to be soft, and it's got to be able to, like, adhere to different things. Like, I imagine that wall balls attaches to anything, a wall, a chair, your shower, your bed, your car, like, wherever. It's like some sort of, like, fabric. Like, imagine, like, what do you call it? What's that game where you spin it? You spin the color and Twister. Okay, you mat like Twister, you know, it's big, but it folds up at the same time. Something like that. Except on this mat, this mat has a figure of a human body. And it's kind of comical. Like, it's whimsical in the sense that it's very representational of the human, but it's also engaging. It's got lots of colors and lots of different textures in regards to the way that aspects of the body look. And I wanted to teach, and I wanted to demonstrate, and I wanted to help. And it's going to have, like, all sorts of information on it, like a diagram of where different junctions are in the body, like what the different systems, and more importantly, the muscle group and the nerve roots, like where your nerves come out of your spine and which parts of your body they travel to, and what happens when a nerve is impinged. What does that feel like? And what does it feel like specifically when a muscle is tight? Or how do you know when to use ice on your body? Or how do you know how to use heat? And more importantly, I want it to be so detailed that you can see, like, the way that the muscles actually, the fibers, which way do they run? Are they horizontal? Are they vertical? Like, how many layers of muscle are in a particular area? And even more crucial, because we're getting to the main point here, is where do those fibers connect with other muscles? This is important because typically, like, when you're experiencing body pain, you know, which we've talked about before, is essentially like an experience that you've had that's created a reaction with you and within you that is essentially transmuted into a feeling. So an emotion becomes a feeling, essentially, and that feeling becomes an impulse in your body. And sometimes that impulse isn't properly digested in whatever the sense. And sometimes things get stuck in us. Like, your experience does create your reality, and it to such an extent that you experience it in your body. And this is important because being aware of what's in your body can help you be aware of what's in your mind. And sometimes the body and the mind are talking not with language, not with something that is evident to you. It's different. You feel pain, or you feel tight muscles, or you feel sore. Like, I believe that's the mind's tangible way of experiencing experience. And I would like to give people that connection to not only themselves, but the emotion behind the experience, because it's only through body work and being in my body and understanding where did that come from, have I had the most profound personal transformations in regards to understanding my particular cognitive function, my particular experience growing up an abused child. And we're not going there, but it's just amazing what one can achieve with introspection. And I'm hoping to share that, because not everybody has access to a chiropractor or works in a healing center or has spent a year in allopathic medicine school and 8 years in a holistic field and studied biology for 15 years. And not everybody obsesses over cellular function and the, ooh, somebody's calling us. Hold on. Let's see. Who wants to talk to us? How do I do this? Hello, you're on with LaVon. How are you?
Hey, LaVon. Hi, this is Dal from the chat room.
Hey, I'm not in the chat room. Give me a second. Let me pop in there.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, dear, that you have dead air right now.
Oh, I do?
Since you took the other phone call, it's been silent. So I'm just calling to tell you that, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so... hopefully you come back and we can all hear you again.
Okay, I'll be back.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, everybody. It's LaVon. I'm back. Thank you, Mr. from the chat room. You saved the conversation. So I was talking about, you know, you guys should be glad you missed that call. That guy just wanted to talk about asphyxiation and how that physical pleasure could allow one to connect to themselves innately, despite whether or not it was painful. And I brought up the point to him that physical pleasure is only one way of connecting innately to yourself, which is what I hope to perpetuate with what I was teaching you guys earlier. So this creation that I'm imagining is intended to help us all have that connection to ourselves, where we have that time for introspection, where we're engaging in the experience of how our reality is manifested into a feeling within us. And that's very powerful, because then things aren't happening to you, they're moving through you. And I'm only able to perpetuate that particular statement there because it's something I've experienced. And when I took that other call, I think his name's Al, he brought up the point that physical pleasure is a nice way to be in your body. And I agree. And it's nice, but it's temporary. What I hope to share with you guys is that you don't even have to be physically stimulated to have the most profound outer-worldly experiences. And I'm not talking about like tripping out on drugs or inducing or, you know, inhaling chemicals or whatever. I'm talking about being still. And part of the reason why I haven't been present with you guys is because I haven't had opportunity to be still. And that's so important in this existence. I've got to tell you, because I've lived a life where I wasn't still, when I was still, when I wasn't still, then I was. And here I am again now, coming out of a time when I wasn't. And I've done it enough times that I finally get it. You ever find that existence? Like, you literally have to get stuck in a life loop. And life goes, hey, you're going to do this 10 times until you get it. And the scenario is the same, but the circumstances, I'm sorry, the scenario is different, but the circumstances are the same. And after a while, your brain goes, there's something to this. This is familiar. Like, you ever have deja vu and you don't know why? Maybe that's why. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Wall balls, it attaches, right? It teaches, it demonstrates, it helps. It's going to help you indicate where the pain is, because that could also be a pressure point. And wall balls is literally a culmination of my entire experience as a healthcare worker. I studied allopathic medicine. I've worked in giving injections and stealing life force via blood. I've studied biology for over 15 years. Now I work in a healing center. I'm on year 5. And I've been exposed to all different types of modalities that are holistic and natural. But nothing has been more profound than realizing that I am essentially my own doctor. And I'm not advocating that you don't go to your doctor. I'm advocating that you recognize that you are just as qualified to be a doctor of yourself. Do you not live in this body that you inhabit? Right. You totally do. So wall balls is empowering because it allows you to be connected to yourself without any assistance. And here's where the ball comes in, because this is the best part, okay? So the mat is the diagram. That's your visual. That's what's tangible to you. And the ball, I imagine that there are different densities of balls, right? Like there's like a ball that feels like a tennis ball. There's a ball that feels like a street hockey ball. You know what these balls feel like? They give, but they're firm. That's what I imagine. Except these are clear, okay? And the coolest part about these balls, are you ready for this? So we have to backtrack just a little bit. You have to have a little lesson. So I work with a laser in my office, and it's a class 4 laser. It's called a cool laser. And it's called a cool laser because it has the power of a hot laser, and it has the safety effects of a cool laser. So it's very powerful but safe. And how that is achieved is because it emits light at 810 nanometers, which is a very specific frequency that is ideal for your body because your cells, believe it or not, this is cool, throw light at each other. When they're in there talking, they go pew, 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 pew. Literally, they're throwing little balls of light. Like, technically, you're like a Super Saiyan. You know how they, Hadouken, they like throw light. Like, you do that, like in a microscopic level. But the point is that your body is affected and influenced via vibration, sound, and frequency. Tesla said that, and he was onto something. He's my hero, and I want you to ponder this. So if you're mostly cells, right, and these cells throw light at one another at a certain frequency, you can then be manipulated by light, sound, and vibration, right? So what if you had these specific little therapy balls that you could tune to certain frequencies, right? So they would put off a certain sound, and they would also put off a certain light. And then you could attach them. I imagine it's like a lock and key into the mat. You like put it in the mat and go, and you turn it, and then it's activated. When they're apart, they're nothing. When they're together, though, something happens, and they power one another. And I imagine, like, ideally this would be, like, this mat would have solar panels in it, too. So I want to get, like, super sophisticated with this thing, okay? So I want it to be highly complex and really simple at the same time. Totally my style. Anyways, so you put these balls in the mat, right? You twist it in, and it's activated. And then wherever you want to use it, like, I imagine the wall would be nice because then you can lean on it. Or even laying on the ground, that's, like, more intense, like foam rolling, like trigger point. You lay on the mat, or you lean on the mat at where it hurts, right? So the ball's having contact, say, in your, like, trapezius, which is the long, like, triangular muscle between your neck and your shoulder and your mid-back. And say you have, like, a crazy trigger point, like, just in between your spine and your shoulder blade, like, right in your trap. And you put that ball there, and you know that there's, like, a little nodule, right? And you put it at a certain frequency, which will be determined by me, and I'll share it with you when I'm ready. Like, I've already got this part figured out. So you tune it, right? And you put on a setting, which will be really simple. Like, maybe I'll have, like, a pain scale, and you say, oh, it hurts, like, a 5. And it's, like, diffused, or it's, like, radiating. And I'll go, okay, that's this setting. So you would just have to put your symptoms in, right? Like, how it's feeling to you. You're subjective. You say, hey, Wubbles, I feel this way. And it'll go, okay, you need this. So then you lean on this, right? And you're getting that therapy, that light, that sound, that vibration, that healing energy right into your cells. And you have to have, like, skin-on-skin contact, obviously, so it could be absorbed. But the point is that your mitochondria, which is the aspect of your cells that's, like, the engine, pretty much runs on this stuff. This is like cellular fuel without eating, right? So why not just give it what it needs, like, straight to the source? Why take a pill that has to go through your system just to be digested partially, maybe, then absorbed, then hopefully utilized with no reactions, just to not solve the problem, but instead trick your body into going, there's nothing going on. Is that not a disservice to yourself? Like, that is the ultimate absence of self-love. And that's something that I've been reflecting on, like, giving this opportunity to perpetuate has caused immense introspection. And I question, what do I have to share? And then I've been self-analyzing to such an extent that it's almost sickening. But but I have a lot of clarity. And I realize that people need to know the power within them because it's profound. I've been through some crazy shit, man. Like, I've seen people ODing in front of me, bleeding out of their guts, like, dying, people dying. I used to volunteer at old folks' home just to help people die, just because I felt like that somebody needed to do it. Like, these are things that I've done in my life, and it's amazing. It's amazing the human spirit, what it can endure, and like how much capacity for love is in this body is just so amazing. I try to go to bed every night with no hate in my heart. And sometimes my emotions get the best of me, and I feel like too many people struggle with that. And it's okay. It's okay to be a human with feelings. And I feel like our society is too critical of people, and we're not taught how to share our feelings properly, and we're not taught how to have this time of introspection and defrag and give yourself recognition for the things that you do or you don't do or you want to do or you wish you could do. Because that's real. That's real. The things that are perpetuated via TV, via news, via whatever, that's not real. What we're doing here, what we're doing here is real. This is beautiful, and I thank you from my heart for sharing it with me, because this is a new paradigm, you guys. Like, internet radio has immense potential. I'm not being censored. I mean, I kind of got censored when that guy called in and I didn't know how to switch over my phone lines. But here I am. We're back on topic. So that was called Wall Balls. That purpose is to assist the common man with self-love and provide the ability to educate homeostasis and to bring attention to the true composure of the human frame. Okay, we're going to open source that, okay? You share the heck out of that. Let's see. Okay, this is really funny. I don't have a name for this yet. I'm thinking to call it, like, Pet Ninja, okay? P-E-T Ninja. So this is a way, I can't even say it, it's so funny. This is a way to utilize your companion, your furry friend, not only as a part of your family, but a functioning aspect in regards to security / potential entertainment, okay? So the purpose is to make your The purpose is to make your dog feel important / catch bad guys, okay? So there are several options with this one, and we could really go out there. We could make this super creative, you guys. So it's like one of those little harnesses you put on your dog, except it has cool stuff on it, okay? Like, you could put a taser on it. You could put a live streaming camera. So, like, you could watch your dog all day. Like, hey, what's my dog doing? Like, you could log into this camera, and you could, like, essentially watch your dog patrol your house, okay? Or you can record your dog patrolling your house. See, some bad guy comes in when you're on vacation. Guess what? Your dog's got a freaking live streaming camera on it. That thing is backing up data constantly. So this guy comes in your house, right? And this guy's like on drugs. This guy's like on some chemicals. And he don't give any F's about what he's about to do. He's like on a mission to destroy everything you own. But your dog's a dang ninja, right? And your dog's got this camera on his back. And your dog... Your dog has weapons, man. And they're not, like, highly dangerous, but they're effective. Enough to where this intruder's gonna go, what the shit? I am out of here. This dog is attacking me. So I imagine that it's activated with the same science that I applied earlier, you know, sound frequency vibration. So there's a certain frequency in the dog's woo. When it's mad or when it's angry or when it's being protective, there's a certain sound that that dog makes, man. And this dog ninja gear will only be activated if that dog is having a specific reaction, right? So we'll figure out the ideal frequency. Like, we'll have a study group. We'll trigger some dogs, and we'll have a median of their barks, and we'll figure out what is the frequency when a dog is mad, or when a dog is scared, or when a dog is being dominant, or all of the categories, right? So we got to make sure this is safe, so your baby's not, like, walking by your dog and it gets tased. And, you know, we got to be practical. We want your dog to wear this all the time if they can. Say you have a big ranch and you need your dog to patrol. Like, think about this, guys. It's awesome. We don't want to exclude cats, because cats are ninjas, and they should have the same equipment, but more sleek, okay? So... where do you think we can go with that? Oh, dear. Okay. One more one more kind of funny one, and then I'm going to get to my most serious invention, the one that I think will change the way we live in our homes. The first one is precious to me because I think it'll change the way we live in our bodies, okay? The second one's just awesome. Like, we need to get these animals patrolling. It'll free up a lot of our time, and it can be hilarious. Like, I want to see what cats do all day, dang it. Like, this is something that needs to be recorded. Why do we spend all of our hours looking at videos or looking at funny pictures of cats online? Like, we could be recording them. We could be spying on cats. This is real entertainment, guys. Like, stop watching Fox News. Stop buying silly publications. Let's make our own news. Let's make our own entertainment via cat and dog ninjas. Okay. So one more kind of silly one, maybe awesome. We'll see, to be determined. So I'm a mom, and I've been plagued for, well, we'll say 7 years now, since my son is seven, with the notion of how do I get the child in the bed and have them be there in a calm fashion and ensure that they can't get out. Okay, these are all things parents worry about. One, getting baby to sleep. Freaking nightmare. Okay. Two, transferring baby from either you or grandma or wherever the little stinker fell asleep, your car, the transfer, right? The parents know what I'm talking about. When you got to go from wherever, point A of location of sleep intoxication to point B, which is bed equals safety. Oh my gosh, I get a break, right? How do you do that? We're going to address that. And safety. You're worried about the safety of your child. Like, after you get them in the bed, which is an accomplishment. So accomplishment one, getting them to sleep. Accomplishment two, getting them in the bed. Accomplishment three, keeping them there. So you want to go and do things when your kids sleep, like nap or plant your succulents or maybe fold some laundry that you haven't seen in like 4 weeks because you're like, okay, I know I have more shirts than this. Where are they? Oh, yeah, they're in that pile of laundry I haven't folded. I'm here to help you guys. We're going to get through these laundry piles, I promise, and then we'll all be less stressed, and then we'll all be normal people again, okay? Because we'll have like time to like talk to our friends and not yell at them because we're not worried about things like laundry because our babies don't sleep. Anyways, so this crib, right? It's like a traditional crib. It's got like four posts and the little prison-like appearance. But we're going to address that too. We're going to make that look better. So how do you get the baby to sleep? Okay, I'm a level 7 mom. I'm not a high level, but I've done it enough to where I think I can talk about this. Only because the first round, baby number one, I had no idea. I'm sorry, Cameron, but I practiced on you. It's real. It's truth, man. Baby number two, a little less freaky, but a lot more stable. Like, I wish that I had a practice baby. Like, if we all lived in communities, we could all figure this out together. Like, we wouldn't have to practice on our babies. I'm joking, you guys. But what I'm trying to convey is that there is an ideal way to get your baby to sleep. Step number one, you cannot be stressed out at freaking all. Your heart rate cannot be high. You cannot be thinking about dishes or laundry or homework or anything other than I'm Zen master 10,000 times a million. I am channeling the universe through my entire being. I am breathing like a champion of champions. Oxygen is my friend, and my baby is going to feel nothing but peace and unity and rainbows and sparkles emitting from my being. You seriously have to create that space in you, like, despite whatever, okay? That's step number one. Step number two, you have to breathe, like, a lot, okay? And just be super calm and just get that baby to sleep, all right? And here's where the most awesome first part of this bed comes in, okay? So there's a lever. Yeah, you see where I'm going? There's like a little pedal, okay, that can only be activated if you, like, grab it from underneath the mattress, right? So you have to be a little ninja too. You got to put your foot in there. You got to grab it, and it's like a little loop. And you push it down, okay? Get me? So you have to, like, boom, you have to pull down this lever. but that lowers one of the sides. And it's not like a traditional crib where it's hard. It looks like it, except it collapses. And it only collapses with this lever. So you can lower the whole side, which is like essentially like the poles for a tent, right? Except they're not circular. They're kind of like a linguine, and they kind of collapse into this fabric. So it goes, it like folds down like an accordion, okay? And then you just gently put the baby right there. And this mattress is special because it's got wall ball technology. You see where I'm going with this? It's got wall ball technology in the sense that it's like a smart fabric, which I'll share with you later. That's like my money maker. That's how I'm going to like get all the money to like free the world. Okay. We're getting there. So this fabric also, like the other inventions, emits soothing vibrations, sounds, and frequencies. So baby could feel like it's in mommy's belly. Baby could feel like it's being embraced. Baby can be calm. Baby cells are getting some calm, binaural beats, super ooey gooey love, like so good. That baby is not waking up. But say the baby does wake up. We got a solution for that too, right? Like, I've seen babies crawl out of beds. I know their tricks, man. So not only are we preventing babe from crawling out at like 3 a.m. when mommy's finally in dreamland or daddy's finally in dreamland and there's that one freak moment where you actually get into deep sleep and your child just so happens to crawl out of the bed and roam around the house and do weird stuff because that's what kids do in the middle of the night. You don't have to worry. Because what they typically do, these little ninjas, is they suspend themselves in the corner, right? And they put one hand on one bar, one hand on the other. So they've got one hand on the short end of the bed and one end on the long end. And they hike one of those legs over, right? You get me? So what if all the top of the bed, the whole perimeter was like kind of like noodles for a pool and they rotated. So baby could grab it, right? But baby can't grip it. Baby's just going to kind of roll off. I know that may sound mean, but once you see the picture, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this bed needs to be in my house tomorrow. So I'd like it to be like made of natural wood. No more weird materials around our children. Let's try that for once. Or let's go back to that, I should say. There should be a place to like put all their favorite things, and it should feel like a safe place. Like we should start creating these little sacred bubbles for our children, if you're not already, where they feel like essentially they're going into the womb at night when they're going to sleep. Like that's how I want everybody to be tucked into bed. So imagine creating a whole new generation of people whose parents were taught a method of soothing them that is born from a place of love, not from a place of fear. I feel like as a collection of moments, as a montage, like most of the adults in my experience, not my own family included, but most of the families of all my peers and friends, like have all kind of had this vibe to them. Like old paradigm, I guess you can call it. Just, I feel like we've all been bred of something that is not innate. And I wish to share something else, if that makes any sense. And if it does, cool. If it doesn't, cool. All right. So I don't have a name for this invention, but this is literally like one of the first things I ever proposed in my mind in regards to action. Like I've always been an observer forever, but I didn't start utilizing the things that plagued me and turning them into solutions until I was about 17. So from like birth to 17, I was like a grumpy old lady, like, why am I here? Oh, this is annoying. Look at all these silly ways of operating and doing things. It's like I felt like I was born into a place where everything was backwards, but I knew another way, but I didn't know how to share it and I didn't know what to make of it. And then I just started inventing things, like in my mind. Like I finally got to the point where I understood the natural world enough to where I could change it in my mind and make it better internally so that the external stuff didn't bother me. But then I got to the point of realization, like, that's kind of selfish. Like, if you've got all these ideas, you've got all these ideas to make it better, like, don't you think you should share them? But then I was plagued with, well, who are you and why do you have any validity? Like, who's going to listen to you? You know, I had that self-doubt that's not innate. That was learned. So I had to unlearn what I learned to remember what I knew. Is that weird? It's so weird. Okay, so this one doesn't have a name, but it's going to change your room, okay? So wherever room you're sitting in right now, you've probably got some of the same things I have. I'm in my love lab. Yes, I said it, love lab. And down here, I've got some windows. I've got some desks. I've got these freaking horrible fluorescent lights, which need to be changed stat. Like, we're not even going to talk about the frequency that comes out of these things. I need to build a prototype. That's what I'll do. I'll build a prototype of what we're about to talk about, and I'll hopefully transform my space. That's a goal. So the purpose of this invention is to logically utilize space and single-handedly revolutionize the manner in which individuals spend their time in their living space, view entertainment while saving energy, preventing unwanted visitors, i.e. intruders, and believe it or not, super fancy decor simultaneously. Should I read it one more time? That was kind of a mouthful. Okay, I'm going to read it a little slower, okay? To logically utilize space and single-handedly revolutionize the manner in which individuals spend their time in their living space, view entertainment, while saving energy, preventing unwanted visitors, and believe it or not, super fancy decor simultaneously. That's definitely a run-on sentence, but I don't care. So this is another panel, right? I am fabrics, smart fabrics, man. And it can come in any, this is different though. This can come in any type of material, okay? It could flex, but it's durable. Maybe like the side panel of the baby bed, same type of idea, because I want it to go up and down. I want it to be collapsible, but still stable when I need it to. I want it to be everything and nothing at the same time, because that's my style. I want these panels to have all color options, all sizes. I want it to be completely customizable via images or patterns or whatever. I want it to look however you want it to look, okay? Because it's going to cover your window, right? And the sun's going to come in that window. And within this fabric are embedded little tiny, essentially little tiny, what do you call it? Solar panels, right? So all day they're collecting the energy from the outside, okay? And it can be projected via, it can be projected. So you're storing this energy, right? And you've got these little projectors inside of this fabric, if you will. And you can make it so that it looks like it's illuminating from the inside, i.e. your home, right? So that's going to deter visitors. So you could have this thing on a timer. You could have it come on when you're on vacation every time, every night at the same time. So it looks like someone's in the home at a steady pace, right? And somebody outside wouldn't know that you've got this smart curtain. They don't know what's going on. So that's one usage, okay? Or you could project it out. So you could essentially have your complete entertainment center collecting free energy on your wall. Okay, so wherever you have a window, isn't that the thing that's the most terrible about your room? Like, you won't want to cover up your windows, or you can't have your television or your entertainment or your TV or your computer or whatever across from a window, because then you get the glare. But what if that source was your window? What if you could cover your window at the same time and project an image on the opposite wall without a glare? Or what if you could move that fabric and put it anywhere? Like, what if your TV could roll up essentially and move anywhere? That would be cool, right? Also, you could have any media, like, go through it. Like, you could put any data into it. So you could essentially have, like, a traveling entertainment thing. I don't know what you call it yet. Like, a smart panel, a smart fabric, a solar something. I don't know. It doesn't have a name. So you're utilizing space. You're changing the way people entertain themselves. You're clearing up a lot of space because now we don't have to have all these units on the floor, freaking wires plugged in everywhere. We could just use rays of the sun and projectors, which would be awesome. Yeah, there's that. Not only that, it's like completely customizable. So you can have it look however you want. Well, that was fun. Besides the creeper calling in and talking about erotic asphyxiation, trying to get me off topic. So what do you guys think of those inventions? Do you think that they have any validity within our society? Or do you think that they could perhaps help create a different type of society or paradigm? Just to overview, we talked about something I call wall balls, which is fun to say and needs to happen. Its purpose is to assist the common man with self-love and provide the ability to educate homeostasis and bring attention to the composure, the actual composure, the true composure of the human frame. This was developed through experience. I've had a lot of trauma, physical, mental, and a lot of healing. That the action was the trauma, the reaction was either shrivel up and die or heal. And everybody heals in a different way. And I'm not a typical human in the way that I heal. And sometimes people don't understand my process, but it's effective. And I thought, why not share all this knowledge that I've acquired on this plane of existence in regards to self-love and the idea of being in charge of your body and not letting things happen to you, but move through you. And that's really hard to face emotions and to process them and understand that, you know, it's okay. And even more importantly, it's hard to ask for help. And a lot of people struggle with that. So I want to give those people who don't have the ability to communicate in a manner to provoke help from others, because that's a hard enough to say, hey, I need help. Like, some people have a really hard time saying that. So perhaps this could help those people help themselves and give them a sense of self-awareness and self-love and appreciation. And it's really cool because it teaches, it demonstrates, it attaches, it helps, it shows, and it heals, because we're utilizing really simple but profound technology. Tesla said our cells are the universe. If you wish to know the secrets, think in sound, energy, vibration. And it's true. Frequency, light, it's everything. It's essentially what you are. Your cells communicate in light. Why not communicate to your cells instead of taking drugs, or instead of living externally? Why not live internally? So that's something I would love to share with you guys. The thing we just talked about doesn't have a name, but it also uses the same type of technology in regards to utilizing vibrations and lights. I would like to utilize the ideas that Tesla had and effectively make them tangible in our society. I think that we could change the way we use our space, and maybe people will realize eventually that there's a whole show going on outside of doors and that you don't always have to be inside. I mean, it'd be cool if people were always looking out a window. You know, you see where I'm going, where I'm moving the form of entertainment to the window. And then essentially, like, you'll just want to look out the window. And then maybe one day you'll be like, what's out there? Like, I want to help everybody. I'm thinking about everybody. And it's amazing because this invention will allow us to have entertainment, save energy, protect our space, make them feel safe when we're not there, and allow us to have creativity within our space and show off the characters and within us, and be true to ourselves. Like, what is something that you like? We shouldn't all have this carbon copy furniture in our houses. Like, we should have a space that's unique to us and that feels good for us to be in. I mentioned earlier that I'm in my love lab. I am literally like in my little paradise. It's like a, somebody called it a gypsy's dream, whatever that means. It's just, I've got a library, I've got healing space, I've got soft things, I've got a place to do laundry, because that's the plague of my existence besides this pondering nonstop. And it's good for me. Like, this is where I do my healing, and it's important to take time to do that. So I'd like to help everybody create that type of experience and existence in their own space, because that matters a lot. Something funny we talked about, it's called, let's see, dog gear or dog ninja gear. So its purpose is to make your dog feel important / catch bad guys. So we need to figure out what types of weapons we're going to allow our pets to have. And we need to, more importantly, we need to have like a test group, or some scientists need to send me some data of what frequencies are dogs speaking in when they're mad, because that matters. Okay. Get on it. Also, this could be another form of entertainment. Remember, we were talking about like live streaming your dog's day. Like, what's my dog doing? You can log in at any time. I don't know if this is a thing. Like, I have these written in my book, and I don't bother to like research them online, because I think, well, essentially, once I put them into the Google machine, they already exist, and then it's no longer mine. So that's a whole other show. So the same equipment can exist for your cat. So we need to figure out how to make that more sleek, because cats are like more ninja-like. You know, they need lightweight gear. We need to figure out how to make it tiny for them. But I would really like to see what cats do, because that would be cool. Don't lie, you know you want it too. And probably one of the most thoughtful inventions besides the others is, I'm thinking about the parents. More importantly, the future humans that are being born nowadays. Like, I want them to have the most beautiful experience. And I feel like the manner in which we create our homes is not conducive to that. Okay, somebody's calling us. I'm not going to ignore all of you. Let's add them to this. Here we go. Hello. You're on with LaVon and Antimedia. How's it going?
Hey, well, I just wish you could give a few more, like, manly suggestions, not just...
Are you going to be a pervert on my program again and talk about
I want. You can relax.
I just say, well, are you going to be disrespectful to me and talk about how you want to hurt yourself? Because I don't want
to
hear
it. One second. Look, let me. I just wanted to call one second, because I did not want to sign up as a pervert, okay? I sincerely apologize.
Well, you are totally being a pervert, and I'm a damn lady, man. I don't want to hear about how you hurt yourself when you come, when I'm trying to talk about, like, introspection.
Because I used to be depressed, okay?
I'm just saying.
I used to be depressed.
Okay, what's your point? What's your point?
Well, all right, look, do you know about my... I know you don't like, pretty much, like, look, like, videos, or et cetera, or potential. For those who like to look up stuff on YouTube, like, look up Stephen Fry. He's one of my favorite comedians. Pretty much who's been able to, pretty much through humor, overcome his depression, like, your advice is, well, today I gotta do this, tomorrow I gotta do that, and afterwards, like, pretty much, in other words, stay busy as best as possible. It's not really the best reason to say that, but at least it keeps you ongoing, like, what Dorothy Parker once said, pretty much, great writer and poet, you might as well live.
Well, I just want everyone to be, and however they want to be is their intended decision. And if you want to be perverted, let's schedule some time for it. Okay? We can have like a whole perverted hour where we just talk about weird perverted things, and we try and figure out why we're thinking about them. Would that be fun for you? We could have like a whole show dedicated to being perverted. Like, I think last year... On Valentine's Day, I think I had a whole show where I just talked about sex. Like, I talked about sex for 58 minutes straight. Like, that is something to be said.
That's the point. I just want to get to the root of the problem. giving the, in a way, the people what they want and giving them what they need.
Well, if that's what you want, bro, you should look up that archive. I think it will just tickle your fancy the right way. In the meantime,
people the solution they need. I'm sorry that I pissed you off.
You didn't piss me off, not even a little bit. Thank you for sharing your perspective. It's important to acknowledge what you said, which is that humor is a good way to have introspection and to overcome a hard time. And that is also a very good form of medicine. So I encourage people to laugh, for sure.
Well, pretty much it's because when we don't laugh, we cry. Or at the very least, do some sports. Once again, the main thing is stay active, because if you stay, it's like a seed. If you just let it there, it's not going to bloom.
That's not bad, but there's got to be a balance. I was talking to people earlier about how I've lived a life where I've gone go, and I didn't have any stillness. And in comparison, it's just not the same. I encourage people to take that time to be. Don't have any friends over. Don't answer your phone. Don't have on any music. Don't watch the TV. Sit. Just be. Just lay. Just breathe. Just think. Just ponder. Just defrag. Like, no outside influence. Nothing. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? That matters. Like, take the time to do that. And if anybody doesn't understand that you need to do that, then that's okay. They haven't experienced it.
Pretty much like for a person who pretty much has a limited imagination, pretty much you need to find some sort of a, like, it's sort of like being a blind man in the dark. You need like a walking stick to know where to go.
Sounds like that's subjective. And that's okay.
Pretty much to make it just really simple, just not everybody thinks the same way. Just
I know that nobody thinks the same way that I do.
No. I mean, just in general, the picture that I may have an ideology, but my neighbor may have another one. But the neighbor afterwards might have a similar idea.
That's
but not agreeing.
But my point is that we all have the same creation that we are sustaining inside of. And why not be powerful within it as you are intended? Despite what I believe, despite what you believe, despite where I was raised, despite where you were raised, we are composed in a very similar fashion. And what moves us is essentially the same things. And that's my point, bro, is like, just because I'm you and you are me, or whatever the case, it doesn't mean that you can't be awesome or that I can't be awesome. That's the whole point.
We're awesome. Just basically the root of the thing is we're not robots. Simple.
Oh. Yes, I think the message of this evening shall be...
We're not robots?
Besides, we are not robots. Are you ready, Al? The summary of this evening is share the news. If you guys like what we do, tell your friends. It's awesome, okay? We're creating a new world. We're Monday through Friday now, same time, same station. Number two, we're going to schedule perverted times, okay? Maybe like every sixth show, we can just have perverted talk, okay? We're going to appeal to everybody, okay, y'all? That means you can call whenever you want on those days. But...
No worries. My homework is done. I don't have to call in.
Good tangent, bro, and I'm like having a good flow of mojo. Don't call me and be a pervert. It just throws me off. Like, I will check you instantly because I'm a damn lady. Okay? Number three, we talked about inventions and ways to collectively make our society better. You guys have an awesome week. We'll see you on Monday.
I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.